This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering.
I'm here today to officially announce my decision to forgo my campaign for re-election as the mayor of Fall River and take a temporary absence from my responsibilities as the mayor of the city. Those duties will now be handled by the city council president.
That is embattled Fall River Mayor Jaisal Correa announcing his leave of absence as he faces two federal indictments on charges such as fraud, bribery, and extortion. WBUR reporter Simone Rios was at the press conference today, and he joins us now. Simone, welcome.
Good to be with you.
So, Simone, what happened at the press conference today?
So, Correa announced his leave of absence. He sort of dedicated the whole thing to touting his accomplishments in making the city what it is today. And he also said at the end that this isn't goodbye, that he hopes to lead the city again someday. But he said this decision to take a leave of absence would essentially help the city move forward.
Today's announcement provides the city of Fall River an opportunity to build on the successes and accomplishments of my administration without any distraction. This announcement allows the voters the chance to evaluate candidates on policy and platforms, not headlines.
Okay, but wait, because he kind of still is a candidate, right? He's suspending his re-election campaign, but his name will remain on the ballot for the November mayoral election. So is this a real leave or not?
Well, so he'll keep his title and his salary of $119,000, but will pass off his mayoral duties, and his name still will be on the November ballot. So I guess it's technically possible that he gets reelected, though it's hard to fathom a scenario in which that happens. I talked to mayoral candidate Paul Coogan today. He won 62% of the vote in a three-way preliminary election last month, beating out Correa and setting the two up for a face-off in a couple weeks. Coogan says Correa will still be a candidate, but not in the traditional sense.
His name will be on the ballot, and I'm sure he'll get some votes. I don't think he's going to be running to be mayor of Fall River. I think he's just going to be a name on a ballot.
Simone, Correa said in an interview with the Boston Globe before the press conference that this move is, quote, certainly not an apology and it's certainly not an admission of anything, end quote, and that there's no reason for him to resign. But did this come as a surprise nonetheless?
I was definitely surprised because until now, there'd been every indication that he'd continue fighting until the election, which is just a few weeks away. Just last week, a superior court judge ruled that the city council didn't have the appropriate authority when it voted to remove Correa while he faces his charges. So there's still a lot of open questions. You know, what authority does a mayor have to declare a leave of absence with pay, unilaterally, it seems? You know, I'm assuming the city council is going to have something to say about this.
Have they had anything to say yet? Have you been able to speak to anyone?
I've reached out to several of the counselors today, but I'm still waiting for calls back. I'll let you know on that. One person I did reach is Joe Pereira. He's the guy who helped lead the recall effort against Correa earlier this year.
Right up until a short time before his speech at noontime today, there was still no indication that human resources in the city or anyone else had approved a paid leave of absence for the next 12 weeks. So without him giving up the title, without that being approved, I really don't know where we stand as of this point in time.
Simone, you noted earlier that Correa has resisted previous pressure until this point to step down, including calls from Governor Charlie Baker, Congressman Joe Kennedy III, his own city council. He also, in a recording that was obtained by the Herald News from a closed-door campaign meeting last month, we know that he said resigning or taking a leave would actually not be the right thing to do, but he did it today. So what changed?
Yeah, so that is an important distinction that he didn't resign. It's a leave of absence. But, you know, I think he saw the writing on the wall that he was going to take a drubbing in the election in a couple weeks, you know. But the mayor didn't take any questions during his announcement today. He just drove away in a big black SUV. So it's hard to know exactly what's going through his mind. But again, he took a pretty serious beating in the preliminary election last month. So I think he saw the writing on the wall.
So speaking of what's in people's minds, how are community members reacting to this? They have been through a lot in the last year.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he was beaten by a roughly 3-1 margin in the preliminary election. So I think a lot of people in the city have a sense of relief that he'll be out of the picture, at least for now. But Correa supporters are disappointed. One of them is Suzinda Vieira, who was at the announcement earlier today.
People doesn't look at it the good ways. They always look the bad things, you know what I mean? But a good mayor, a young mayor, doesn't matter how old you are, but he was a good mayor. He did a lot of stuff for the city.
Simone, as I understand it, with his announcement today, Correa effectively is turning over the power of the mayor to the president of the city council. First, is that correct? Mm-hmm. And then if so, you know, do you have a sense of what the practical implications are for how Fall River is actually going to be governed?
I mean, it's only a few weeks till the election, and then the new mayor would take over in the beginning of the new year. So all of Correa's responsibility now goes over to City Council President Cliff Ponte. But Correa still will be mayor until a new mayor is elected, at least on paper.
So it's so confusing. Let's go to that then. So he's still mayor on paper until the mayoral election. Where does this leave the race itself with this kind of, you know, unsure outcome here?
Yeah, you know, like I said, he's still on the ballot. It's unlikely he'll be successful, and the path is pretty much clear for Paul Coogan to become mayor. He's on the school committee. He was a vice principal at Durfee High School. He said that, you know, he'll continue running a traditional campaign, meeting with people, knocking on doors, all the way up to the elections. But Coogan also says he doesn't think this is the end of the controversy surrounding Correa.
I hope this is the end of it, and I hope he can solve his problems with the federal government and get on with his life. He is a young man, but I believe there's more to come.
Yeah, and Correa even said that at the end of his announcement today, that this isn't goodbye, that he wants to lead the city again someday. Another person we're hearing from today is Erica Scott Pacheco. You'll remember she was the other candidate who ran in the preliminary. She just barely lost to Correa. She says she's not planning to launch a write-in campaign, but she says it's shameful that Correa didn't announce his intentions in time to be removed from the ballot. You know, she would have been on that ballot had he done so. She called Correa's announcement today a, quote, another bizarre self-serving move to deprive the voters of two legitimate candidates for mayor on November 5th.
Simone, you just said that she's not going to, you know, try to field a writing campaign. To that point, in the same closed-door meeting with his supporters that we mentioned earlier, Correa said he planned to launch, or he wanted his supporters to launch, a third-party writing campaign to split the vote. What do you know about that? Is he able to do that? Will he do that now?
Yeah, as far as I can tell, there's nothing stopping one of Correa's supporters or anyone else from doing a write-in campaign. There have been indications that the current city manager could do that if the mayor resigned, which he didn't technically do. But as far as I can tell, that's not been announced yet.
All right. So the obvious question is, what happens from here? An interesting day today. Is he going to face consequences on this or anything else when everything's said and done?
Well, yeah. I mean, talk about distractions. He's facing 24 count indictment, you know, and the federal investigation is ongoing. It's possible that even more charges come down against Correa and potentially other people close to him as well. So the story's definitely not over.
We will watch this space. That is WBUR reporter Simone Rios. Thanks, Simone.
Thank you, Tiziana.
Okay, stay with us. Coming up, cannabis cafes are on hold in the Commonwealth. We'll take up the arguments for and against, and we'll take your calls. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK to tell us what you think. Stay tuned. There's more ahead. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.